USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden both campaigning in the battleground state of Florida on Thursday. They're about an hour apart from each other. The former vice president saying President Trump is putting folks' life in danger by holding his rallies.
President Trump's super spreader events, and he's spreading more virus around the country and here in Florida today. He's spreading division in addition. Division and discord. We need a president who's going to bring us together, not pull us apart.
Biden providing no evidence regarding the super spreader claim. Weekly jobless claims fell to the lowest level since March last week. The Labor Department reporting 751,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims for unemployment benefits. The biggest jumps in claims were in Massachusetts, Kansas, and Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As mentioned earlier, President Trump is campaigning in Florida, the president predicting the greatest red wave in the history of this country.
And 5 days from now, we are going to win Florida. We are going to win 4 more years in the White House.
The president continues.
We locked down, we understood the disease, and now we're open for business, and that's what it is.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we will most likely know in December whether we have a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Fauci saying the speed of vaccine development doesn't compromise the safety or scientific integrity of the process.
It is a reflection of the years and years of fundamental basic and clinical research that led to the development of the platform technologies that allowed us to make that very rapid switch from a sequence to a vaccine.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
ExxonMobil is going to make major cuts to its workforce. The North Texas-based oil and gas company saying they're planning to lay off 1,900 people in the United States, most of them to be in Houston. ExxonMobil says the cuts will happen through voluntary and involuntary programs and need to happen to keep the company competitive. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden both spending time in Florida on Thursday. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden with a slight edge in Florida, but Trump 2020 campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany believes early voting will be key for the Republicans.
As of yesterday, we are 6 percentage points ahead of Democrats in the early vote. That is historic. That is historic turnout for Republicans. Statewide, we have won 10 days straight of early voting. And on Election Day, when the Trump coalition turns out, we will win the great state of Florida. We will win this election.
As if 2020 isn't already strange enough, look for a full moon on Halloween. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
The blue moon on October 31st will be the first full moon on Halloween in 76 years. According to info from NASA Earth and the Old Farmer's Almanac, the last time a full moon fell on Halloween was 1944. This full moon follows the harvest moon on October 1st. A blue moon is when two full moons fall in the same month.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Though activity at the Dixie Convention Center in St. George was calm Wednesday afternoon during the second day of early voting, Washington County's elections clerk said it had been slammed when the doors admitting voters to the county's sole in-person polling location first opened. A man who police say may have experienced a medical episode drove off the shoulder of I-15 Wednesday morning and crashed into a wire fence. Having made recent national news, the Mom Code refers to an alleged unwritten agreement among Utah parents to not have their children tested for COVID-19 to prevent schools from closing. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 75 today, clear and 42 overnight, sunny and 75 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The Kate Daly Show is about to start. Progressive liberals must be accompanied by an adult. The show starts now.
Whenever the government is involved, there's an element of compulsion. Yes. And the effect of compulsion is always to strip the virtue out of a transaction. If, Michael, if you and I are walking on the beach and I'm hungry and you have a sandwich, and I say, Michael, I'm hungry, give me your sandwich. And you say, yes, here it is. I say, thank you. Now, that's a moral transaction. You feel good about having done something good. I feel a sense of obligation. Maybe someday if I'm doing well, I'll share my sandwich with somebody else. But now here's a third situation. You and I are walking on that same riverbank. I'm hungry. You have a sandwich. And here comes Obama on a horse. He gets off the horse, puts a gun to your head, and says, Michael, turn over the sandwich to Dinesh. And so you do. And then he puts his gun back and he drives away. Now, the outcome is the same. I mean, I have the sandwich. But the moral content of that transaction is completely different. You deserve no moral credit. You didn't give willingly. I don't even feel a sense of gratitude. I feel a sense of entitlement. I feel that you actually owe me 7 sandwiches, but you only gave me 1. So you can see how they're... The whole thing is confused when you bring in the element of coercion.
Hi there, welcome, Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com for a podcast recorded version of this live show you're listening to now, and we welcome you. In fact, hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
And welcome you, Chicago, Alabama, Portland, everywhere. We also have a tremendous guest, and you probably guessed it by the lead-in intro to the show today. We have Dinesh D'Souza with us. Welcome to the show.
Kate, it's a pleasure. Good to be on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you. And also, I just wanted to mention what a career you've had. Writer, scholar, public intellectual, also become the award-winning filmmaker that you have, the amazing films under your belt. Born in India, you came to the U.S. as an exchange student at the age of 18 and graduated Phi Beta Kappa from Dartmouth. And you were called one of the top young public policy makers in the country. And you have been known through your speeches, your films, and amazing to watch you with students and calling all of these things out. Marxism, the sandwiches one is one of my favorites. I just really applaud your work. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's, you know, it's fun for me to go on the campus because young people these days have sort of lost the sort of sense of moral reasoning.
Right.
They don't get it from their teachers and professors anymore.
Right.
The kind of old Socratic style has disappeared from the campus. In fact, I'm pretty convinced if Socrates were to walk the American campus today, a bunch of professors would surround him and give him hemlock, just like they did in ancient Athens. So for me, it's kind of a mission to get out there and help these students to learn to think again. And they love it when you make them do it.
It's so true. We need critical thinking making a comeback right now. In fact, I was watching Trump Card, and let me just say, I'm actually really glad to have this in all the homes in America. I'm glad that people can, in the comfort of their own home, watch this movie and really find out why. I love the way you go about the master storytelling in bringing these things to light, going in the Wayback Machine, the history machine, to bring us into current events and show us exactly the backgrounds of the different parties, of what's going on in America. How do you decide what goes into a film like this? How do you decide to narrow that down and the action of that?
Well, I think there are two key things. One is a film should be a narrative tapestry, a story that unfurls from one to another. It's kind of a journey.
Right.
And so it has to bring the different pieces of what's going on in America together in a way that makes sense. In short, it's kind of a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, then, this is probably the toughest thing in a film, is you conceive it a year before it comes out, and you have to not only anticipate what's going to be important, but almost like get ahead of it. You need to be sort of a scout. And if you think about it, in this movie, Trump Card, think of all the things going on, like right now, Biden family, corruption, Antifa riots, you know, this deep state machinations and this whole issue of did Obama give the order? Well, all this stuff is right there in the movie. And in fact, there's new information about it in the movie. Media bias, the one-sidedness of the media, and why they would sit on the biggest story of the election without reporting it at all.
Amen.
Well, there's an explanation for that in the film. So I'm excited about the movie. I would have loved to release it in theaters like my other four, but the theatrical picture is spotty. So there it is on Apple iTunes. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on Google and YouTube and Fandango, the movie site, and Vudu. So lots of different ways to watch it on any device.
I love that. And all your other movies have been so amazing as well. And I just wanted to give you props for those because they really opened a lot of eyes. Is it difficult to, because of the media bias, to even focus on, there's so much out there every single day of the media bias. I mean, when you do a film like this, you probably wouldn't feel maybe the drive to get this into people's hands if the media were less corrupt than they are. They're completely bought and sold at this point.
Well, the name Trump has become radioactive. I mean, there are distributors that have distributed my earlier films that have balked at the at the idea of a film with Trump's name in it. There's a trailer company that we've used that makes these awesome trailers.
Right.
And they've made trailers for my earlier films, but they're like, our team cannot work on Trump Card.
Oh my God.
Dealing with this stupidity. Even right now, Amazon, you know, the movie is up on Amazon Prime, so you can watch it that way. But if you order a physical DVD, you know, they're saying you're going to get it after the election, when normally they deliver things like the next day.
Yeah. Right.
So it's really strange we're having these, quote, glitches, but Amazon is such a well-run company that it's hard for me to believe that they can't fix these glitches, and why is the glitch only applying to us? So bottom line of it is we have to fight and navigate around these obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is, you know, we're there on virtually all the major platforms. Walmart and Target are selling our DVD. You can get it from Walmart.com. So the bottom line of it is people can get this movie. I'd love them to see it before the election.
Yeah.
Of course, it's relevant after as well. Its real theme is socialism. How did this crazy idea of socialism, really discredited all over the world, tried in 25 countries and failed everywhere, how could it possibly migrate to the center of our politics and become relevant in America now?
Oh my gosh, I love that. Do you fear putting out the things? You had an interview with Larry Sinclair that was a wow moment in that film. He had some, we'll say, dealings with Obama. And I'm trying to be nice here. So he had some dealings with Obama, some sexual dealings with Obama. And so do you fear putting some of this information out there? Because we're in a state of where we understand what happens to people that try to come forward. Are you in fear of that ever?
Well, I just hate the double standards that are out there. So this is kind of the way I think about it.
Right.
Imagine if a guy came out and said that he had two gay encounters with Donald Trump.
Right.
You know, and not only that, but there was another guy who went to Trump's church, who called him up and told him that he, too, was on intimate terms with Donald Trump. And then several days later, that guy is shot in an unsolved murder.
Right.
And that guy's mom then goes public and accuses Donald Trump and Donald Trump's friends of being responsible for the death of her son. Do you or do you not think that this would receive media coverage?
You would think.
And we don't even have to discuss it because we all know the answer. This would be on every station, every moment of every day.
You're right.
But the only difference is it happened to Obama, not Trump, and therefore gets no coverage at all. Well, this offends my basic sense of what, of fairness, of equity, of what is news.
Yep.
And so once I kind of get my head around that, you just can't stop me on this kind of stuff because I'll refuse to keep that silent. In fact, I'm going to put it up on the big screen, let you see it for yourself,
right.
Let you make up your own mind, and then mm-hmm. you begin to see ultimately that what we call the media
mm-hmm.
really doesn't exist in this country anymore in the normal sense. We don't have a media. We have people with press badges, but it's, so in a true. Sense, they're frauds pretending to be journalists.
Yes, bobbleheads. Bobbleheads reading a script. And so what do you think is going to play out with this election? How do you see the next month, month and a half, 2 months playing out?
So I think there are two big questions. There's a lot of division and resentment in the country. And if people blame Trump for that,
mm-hmm.
that will be bad for Trump. But
mm-hmm.
if they recognize, as I do, that the left is driving it, and Trump, far from being the cause of the division, is the result of it,
mm-hmm.
then people will realize that Trump is the solution and not the problem. The second thing is the media is doing its very best to keep the biggest story in the election, which is the deep corruption of
right.
Biden. Not just that he's a bumbling fool, but that he's actually been very competent
mm-hmm.
about crafting a regime of corruption stretching over many countries and many years. And the media is doing it. They know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
They know that that Biden wrote those emails. They're not Russian disinformation. It's Biden's computer.
Right.
They've seen the verification from Biden's business partner. So the media knows it's true. But they're determined to drag this senile, crooked guy across the finish line. And if the American people find out about it, there's no way they're going to go along with that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, we don't get enough stories about Trump on the other end of the spectrum because all we hear is the media insane lies about him all the time. Would you like to share anything quickly about him that you think people would probably like to hear about him now that you've had personal dealings?
Well, here's a brief anecdote. My family, my wife Debbie and I, and our kids got a chance to meet with Trump for about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour last November.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my wife asked him this question. She said, hey, you know, Mr. President, you get bashed on every platform of every day.
Right.
No normal person could withstand all that. You know, how do you do it? And we both expected Trump to say something like, ha, 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 these people are idiots, you
mm-hmm.
know, I enjoy it. But no, he actually went into a little reflective mood, and he goes, you know, I got to tell you guys, at the end of the day, it kind of gets to me because he says, look, I'm essentially in this for the country. I love the country. I'm trying to do deals for the country. I'm trying to go after the bad guys. We just got Baghdadi in a very complicated operation. He goes, but these guys, they don't care. You know, they ultimately, no matter what I do, if I say up, they say down. So I think Trump, you know, he used to be the hero of these people. He was a pop culture icon. The rappers loved him. The media loved him. And now those same people hate him. And they hate him for the simple reason that he's a Republican, he's pro-life, he's changing the court. So I think Trump was a little baffled at the sort of, you may almost call it, the depths of the hatred
mm-hmm.
and dishonesty.
Yeah.
And we couldn't help but being a little touched by that because Trump showed a sort of vulnerability that he doesn't often show in public.
I like to hear that. And you know what? I wanted to give you an opportunity to say something like that about him because we don't get to hear it often. So I really appreciate you you giving that to people. And the Trump Card, great film. You will love this film. Make sure you're seeing this film. All of your films have been outstanding. I don't think I could pick my favorite one, Dinesh. I so appreciate you coming on. Where can people find this movie if they'd like to order it direct?
Well, go to TrumpCardTheMovie.com. That's
okay.
The website, because that lists all the different platforms.
Okay.
You can watch the film on any device. I prefer you watch it on a big screen TV for the simple reason it's made for the big screen. There's a kind of largeness and
right.
panorama to it that, you know, you'll miss a little bit if you watch it on your phone.
Yes.
But if possible, watch it on Apple iTunes, watch it on
okay.
Amazon Prime. It's right there on your big screen TV. Click and watch.
Right. Thanks for the fourth visit to the show. I absolutely love you. Thank you. Keep it up.
Balance of Nature is hiring. Let's find out what it's like to actually work here.
Balance of Nature is, it's amazing. I have created so many friends who have turned into basically family members, and I don't know where I'd be without them. And the benefits are great. I eat in the kitchen every day. There's always amazing food. I go to the gym, which is one of the benefits. I go almost every day of the week, and it has saved my life as well. It's been great. Being able to hear the stories that people share with me makes me realize how incredible not only this product is, but how amazing Balance of Nature as a company is, because we aren't here just to put fruits and veggies in your body. We're here to help you figure out how to have the best overall experience and just to feel good every day.
For more information or to apply, please visit our website at balanceofnature.com.
Igor! Where is my blood? I'm waiting!
Igor is getting it, Master.
You know who it is, Boo. You're going.
I love DJ Boo. Incredible music selection tonight. Oh, St. George Auto Gallery's new ad. I must turn it up.
Hey, guys. Jared Wheeler here from St. George Auto Gallery. You know what time it is. It is payment slaying time. This October, we are doing no payments for 90 days.
90 days?
There's more. We are doing a trade-in bonus this month. Get up to $2,800 more on your trade-in. So if you've been told you're upside down on your trade, there has never been a better time to come by and get it appraised. But wait, there is even more. For this month and this month only, we are doing 18 months of maintenance free with the purchase of a vehicle.
18 months
of
free maintenance!
That's right, oil changes, tire rotations, and car washes on us for 18 months.
Wow, what a deal. Visit SDGAutoDeals.com.
My buddy the plumber,
my buddy,
my buddy the plumber, stgeorge.com.
My Buddy the Plumber is your St. George neighborhood plumber. Clogged drains, toilet overflowing, no water, too much water? They can help from 8 to 8 at the same great rate. Remember, it only takes a second to get a second opinion. Call My Buddy the Plumber today.
My Buddy the Plumber.
My Buddy,
yeah. My Buddy the Plumber, stgeorge.com.
Until you've slept on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress, you haven't really slept. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, your Tempur-Pedic elite retailer. That means we have the best selection, the highest customer satisfaction, and the most rigorous employee training. All Tempur-Pedic models are in stock, which means if you want it, you get it. Plus, two free Tempur-Pedic pillows with your mattress purchase and 72 months no interest financing and free safety first home delivery. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Fall is in the air with the cool breeze and the cool, crisp air now calling for a holiday planning. Let your mind be at ease and let your 2020 year finish with the help of Catering Concepts. We have all your holiday needs. Yummy, comforting food with a beautiful holiday touch. Let your table do the talking with the elegant appeal of well-dressed food, appetizers, and spiced cider, if you will. Linens, chairs, tables, Catering Concepts has all the right touches to make your holiday spread look delightful without all the headache. And get a 10% discount for shopping local. Shop Utah. Call Catering Concepts today. Catering Concepts, when it just has to be perfect.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home on Mall Drive, where you can get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. And St. George Ink and Toner, now at their new location, 237 North Bluff, Southern Utah's number one place to purchase all your home and business printing supplies. St. George Ink and Toner.
I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru for Columbus Travel. It's the annual Columbus Day and Fall Travel Sale with exclusive 2021 and 2022 prices with the world on sale, including triple discount Mexico all-inclusive resorts, Alaska cruises with free giveaways, and call us for some private discounts that are so low I can't even mention them on the radio. Call Columbus Travel, 800-373-3328 or online at columbusvacations.com.
Hey, this is Mark, the voice you know. I've been telling you for a while now that Blaze Pizza is here next to Best Buy in Washington. I now want to let you know that they have just opened a new location right off of I-15 at the Bluff Street exit. The pizza there is amazing. If you download the Blaze Pizza app, you can get a free pizza as well. You can redeem that after November 6th. Once you taste how good it is, you will be hooked. Come by Blaze Pizza at their new location on Bluff Street and I-15 and tell them Mark, the voice you know, sent you.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Run to the darkness. Seek out the helpless. Confused and torn. And hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your Take your candle and go light your way.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. Happy to have you listening today. And of course, Dinesh D'Souza. You know, I was thinking about him and I was thinking about that this song I'm playing right now by Chris Rice, Go Light Your World. And, you know, in the song, there is this great line that says, and I get the chills every time I hear this because I think about what that means. Carry your candle, run to the darkness. Run to the darkness. You know, do what you can, but not only do it, I mean, absolutely run to it. Totally different. Listen.
Carry your candle, run to the darkness. Seek out.
You know, there's a difference. There's a difference, and I think in how we act and what we do in this life and in this world. And there are those that they'll light their candle. They'll kind of stay where they're at, and then there's those people who light the candle and run in with everything they have to inform or educate, to help. And Dinesh, you know, I was just telling Uncle Milty last time he was on for the last movie. I remember this was he came on. Gosh, I can't remember when. Anyway. It was the last time he did his last movie. I think it's near the election. And I remember thinking, I know, but you have to go after some of these characters on the right too, like both parties. And we all know that, right? Because we had the McCains and the, you know, the horrible, despicable, we got the Romney, we got all these people and, liars, just liars. And so it has it on the right too. But I have to say, I'm really grateful for his voice in speaking out about the things that he does. That he does well, and he does what he does well, and that is to inform and educate, because the media tells us all one story, and he's over here telling the other story, and he's lighting his candle. He's helping people understand what he needs to help them understand over here, and he can't tell all the whole entire story at one time, and he takes it in pieces and he does it well, and I have to give him props for that. He's got some fantastic movies that go through the history of the parties and everything else and shines a light. The last movie he was on this show, because this is like his fourth visit, he was actually talking about the history of the Nazi Party. They actually looked towards us because we had passed those laws. Yep. About sterilization in our by state-wise, not federal-wise, but state-wise. In our country. And that's who the guy that they took and sent him over to Germany to help them help Hitler figure out how to do his cleansing of the Jewish people. It was just despicable. But I have to give him props for always following his heart and doing what he can and doing it in the master kind of storytelling way that he does it. So Trump Card is the movie. Get the movie.
And it was Rent good. I watched it last night.
It was awesome, huh?
Yeah. It really was. I mean, they always are. You're never disappointed. But it was so well organized.
Mm-hmm.
And it you really learned
right.
The points he was trying to make. I mean, I
was actually shocked to see the interview with Larry Sinclair.
Yeah.
About the sexual favors he performed for Obama back in the late 90s. And I think a lot of people speculated. But like he said, he made this point in the movie, and I thought it was a very smart point, that everybody knew who Stormy Daniels was, but no one knew Larry Sinclair's name.
Yep. And really, other than the difference between hetero and homo and
yeah.
Obama and Trump,
right.
There's no difference in the scenario itself.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Stormy, jeez, did she get her hour of fame? I was going to say 15 minutes, but she got more than that. I mean, she got her little piece of fame and then poof, you know. And Larry Sinclair came out, and this was after the other guy that had done sexual favors for Obama. It was after he had been shot in the head, and he was actually working with or for Jeremiah Wright's church.
Mm-hmm.
And he was shot in the head. And that's why he was Dinesh was telling that story, was because the mother came out and started talking, because she knew that got swept under the rug, and mm-hmm. it was a clear murder of him, so that he wouldn't come forward.
Now Stormy Daniels did get something quite valuable out of the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, she got to meet Michael Avenatti.
that piece of puke.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, birds of a feather. Birds of a feather. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller.
Yes.
Go right ahead. You're live right now.
Oh, awesome. I was just curious if you, anybody caught the little bit of a clip that the vice president candidate Harris in Reno, about 16 minutes into the thing, she's like, "We cannot afford to elect a president with weird obsessions," and referring to Donald Trump. But I got thinking, I wonder if that also pertains to, like, the wandering hand syndrome.
The hair sniffing? The hair sniffing syndrome he has?
Yeah, the hair sniffing syndrome.
Yeah. We'll call him the Fondler. They need to come up with a song, you know? The Fondler. Anyway, thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah.
To the tune of The Gambler.
Exactly. Or what is that 50s song? The Fondler, you know,
Wanderer.
Yeah, Wanderer, like the Fondler. Yeah, the Fondler. Please, somebody come up with that. It's insane. I loved the parallels he made in the movie. If you watch this, you know, there's a lot of junk out there to watch right now. There's a lot of atheist movies. There's a lot of just horrifying stuff out there on Netflix and Prime. But let me tell you, there are some good things. The show Greater is a great movie. Get that. Watch it with your kids. It's awesome. It's a true story. The Trump Card. The Trump Card movie. Mm-hmm. Dinesh's movie. There's a lot of really good movies that you can watch too if you really are trying to find some really good ones. And I really do hope that people pay attention to Trump Card. We don't, you know, obviously the movies is kind of a weird thing right now. For some reason, people aren't going and whatever the case may be, everybody's home more. But on the break, I was talking with Dinesh and we were talking about the fact that he's probably in more homes now just because people can watch it in the privacy of their own home. And I have to say, he's right. They don't have to wait for a time at the movie that the movie's open. And it's kind of nice to have that. To have that kind of exposure. So I was glad to hear that.
There's some interesting things happening, and a lot of people are looking at it in a negative light. I see it as very positive.
What's up?
For example, Hawaii's mail-in ballots have already surpassed the 2016 total voter turnout.
And they even surpassed the population of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Including all the dead of Hawaii since the year 1900.
So, but I think it's the president that's bringing that vote out, not Biden.
Right, right. It's anti-Trump. It's never Biden. It's not about Biden.
No.
In fact, it's so not about Biden that today The Hill announced, gee, there's a new twist for 2020. You want to know what that new twist is? It's Obama, Barack Hussein Obama out there on the campaign trail because Biden, they can't let Biden out of the basement without saying a faux pas. So, or putting his foot in his mouth and telling everybody that he is in charge of the biggest voting fraud ever happening in America right now, like he just said on tape. And so they've now, they actually convinced Obama to get out there and he's traveling to all the swing states and he's talking to the, talking about, Biden, because Biden can't talk for himself.
Yeah.
Who do you know in the history of ever, the history of history, where a presidential campaign candidate didn't get out and talk about himself a week before the election?
Wow.
Yeah.
And Obama's not doing a great job of it either. I think he's hurting him more than helping him.
Oh, actually. Yeah, for sure. In fact, I love how Trump keeps going to all of his entire name, Barack Hussein, Hussein Obama. I love it. I wish he would just call him Barry Sorrento. I just wish that he would call him that,
right?
Yeah. Instead of Barack's invented name. Or if they were really being honest, because I've actually had Obama's brother with me in studio, if they would just start calling him Barack Davis, or, you know, isn't that his name?
Frank Marshall Davis.
Yeah. If they would just call him by his actual father's name, because Barack's brother, when he was in studio with me, had a little harem of women with him, and he was telling me on the break, I mean, this... I'm sorry, but Barack, who he claims Obama is his father, that is not his father. It's not his father. They don't look a thing alike. I mean, it's just, and even the brother is out there saying that. He doesn't, it's not, they're not biological in that way. So anyway.
Well, there's a lot of biological issues when it comes to the Obamas.
Oh, my gosh. There are a few in the immediate family. You know what, though? The truth always comes out. And I think that's something that I've become so just truly aware of after doing this for so long, is it eventually seeps out. You know, you have a, well, anyway, like there's so many comments I could make, but they actually had to bring Obama out to try and sell you Biden. That's, I can't even imagine a more despicable person trying to sell an even more despicable person to you. Talk about traitors. Talk about treasonous activity. It's kind of amazing. And I love the whistleblower that came out and said that the payment by pallets of cash to Iran was all about harboring the information about Osama bin Laden and his whereabouts. Kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. I love all the whistleblowers. The Hunter phone call that we played yesterday, that's on podcast, by the way, you can catch it. The Hunter phone call was so damning. And he made himself out to be such a victim with what's going on right now. Scary, scary times. And I don't think you have to wonder how Obama came up with a son who's such a victim of circumstance when he's in the heart of corruption as him. But it's kind of amazing to watch. And I look at Biden's entire career and I'm thinking, he's such a loser. He's done nothing for liberty and spent 45 years there that he'll have to actually account for at some point.
I actually, after the last few days, I'm kind of thinking it might be Joe's brother, Jim, who's the brains behind the whole corruption thing.
Yeah.
He got these dummies elected.
Yeah, they're right.
In the position, and he managed everything from the sidelines.
Yeah, you're right. And what was Tony Bobulinski? What was his? What was his testimony was so much about what Jim
That's
Biden?
Right.
What
That's
Jim
right.
Biden was telling him? Absolutely. By the way, Glenn Greenwald, who really is a very, very liberal, whatever. Anyway, he actually resigned from The Intercept. There was that kind of interesting, different media things going on. Mm-hmm. Burgess Owens will be on the show coming up in the next hour talking about the censorship he was just talking about on Laura Ingraham. And, you know, they're doing that left and right. And I sure hope we realize the communist country that we seem to be living in when it comes to the media. If we could figure out the media, we'd be good.
Jack Nicholson endorsed the president.
What?
Jack Nicholas, the golfer.
Oh, yeah, I was
He's as
say.
Non-political as you can get.
Okay, be right back.
Hi, guys, it's Andrew. If you're frustrated in the bedroom, you are going to want to hear this. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses an FDA-registered technology to reverse erectile dysfunction, and we do it without any pills. Our wave therapy is clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels, which means we're treating the root cause problem of ED, lack of blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now and we'll give you the medical exam, screening, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. Plus, a special gift proven to produce instant results in the bedroom. If you want to get your blood flowing properly and put a stop to your erectile dysfunction, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Let's get your love life back. 435-922-7000.
This is Larry Myers, write-in candidate for the Washington County School Board in District 2. District 2 includes Diamond Valley, Winchester Hills, The Ledges, downtown St. George, Middleton, Tahnequint, and Bloomington. If you're in District 2, write me in on your ballot. I'm for local control of our schools, parental rights, and improving our curriculum. My opponent has been on the board for 20 years. If you agree it's time for a term limit, write in Larry Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S. Paid for by the Myers for School Board campaign.
Taking care of my wife has become difficult. She needs more help than I can give her, but I want her here at home. She's given me the best over the years. Now it's my turn to find her the best care.
Always Best Care St. George knows how hard it is to take care of an aging spouse. Whether you need help full-time or just a few hours a week, trained caregivers are matched to meet your needs. If you need in-home care, set up a free consultation. Visit alwaysbestcarestgeorge.com.
Southern Utah's premier eye care center, the Zion Eye Institute, understands your vision is precious, and they are dedicated to helping you achieve and keep your best vision possible. 2020 is the year of vision, and the Zion Eye Institute is giving you a chance to win their Halloween costume LASIK giveaway photo contest. Just go to ZionEye.com or Zion Eye's Facebook page to upload photos of you or your family in your best Halloween costume for your chance to win custom LASIK eye surgery for a qualifying member of your family. At the Zion Eye Institute, their highly trained team of doctors and staff are excited to help you see the world in all its splendor. Zion Eye Institute has specialists to cover every area of eye care and eye surgery. They can provide you with all forms of vision correction surgery from multiple highly skilled and experienced fellowship-trained surgeons using advanced techniques individually or in combination with each other. Schedule an appointment now at ZionEye.com. Get 2020 in 2020 at the Zion Eye Institute, the largest and most comprehensive eye care center in Southern Utah.
Did you know over 40 million men struggle with ED? There is no reason to trick yourself into living with your ED. Vitality Health for You can help you regain your vitality with Gainswave Therapy, the 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockage and regains blood flow. For more information, visit vitalityhealthforyou.com. We are now offering $500 off until October 31st. Schedule your consultation today with Vitality Health for You.
Hi, this is Dr. William Plum from Plum Dental. I want to take this moment to thank you for voting Plum Dental the best in Southern Utah for the second year in a row. At Plum Dental, we want you to be healthy. We want you to feel and look your best. We use the best materials and the latest technologies to safely and comfortably help you get there. If you're new in the area or are looking for a new dental home for your family, come check us out at plumdental.com and schedule your appointment today.
With the changing temperatures, heating and cooling systems can struggle to keep all areas of your house comfortable, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air Care professionals can help these trouble areas with their Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating Ductless System, offering individual comfort control to a more personal defined space. Purchase a ductless system from Air Care professionals this month and get up to $300 off at 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com. And thanks for voting as best of Southern Utah 2 years in a row.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Best mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the best mattress, 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Hi there, welcome back. A little Johnny Cash for you. Welcome back, and of course, get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, great supplement. You have control over your health. 31 fruits and vegetables. You can actually, it takes like a second to down a couple of caplets. What are you waiting for? My gosh, get some nutrients in that body of yours. It really does. It feels really good, and it gives you the energy you need. And I had energy yesterday. I was painting when I got home till like midnight, and just all kinds of stuff. So I'm telling you, listen, it's so well worth it. Make sure you get the supplement. Put in the code Kate. Go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you'll get 35% off and free shipping. There's no better deal than that. Do it. Get the supplement. You'll love it. You can try it out. It's guaranteed, for Pete's sakes. It's amazing. Balanceofnature.com. The testimonials are real. You'll have a free health coach. You've got all these vitamins and nutrients, every kind of mineral. It's that good. Or I'd never tell you to go get it. It's awesome. Glenn Greenwald resigns from The Intercept. And this is what he had to say. My resignation from The Intercept. This is what he tweeted out. The same trends of repression, censorship, and all these things, they're plaguing the national press generally, have engulfed the media outlet I co-founded, culminating in censorship of my own articles. He co-founds The Intercept. I don't always agree with Glenn because he's a liberal. We don't have a lot in common. But let me tell you, he's leaving his own paper, his own publication, because they're censoring him, the very one he created, because mainstream is that bad right now. People are being purged off Facebook. It is insidious what's going on right now in America. We're all feeling it.
Yep. They always eat their own in the end.
Yeah, I know. So you were saying Jack Nicklaus, the golfer.
Yeah.
The golfer.
I don't know how come Jack Nicholson popped out, but it was Jack Nicklaus, the golfer.
Yeah.
Which was kind of amazing to me, mm-hmm. for him to speak out like that, because he's really not very political.
Right. Well, good.
And so that was kind of
nice.
Yeah,
that was kind of nice.
I'm sure the left will twist it to something bad.
We have probably, we have two sources of news that come out of Reuters, however you want to say it, and the AP. Okay, that's where everything comes out of, and they're all owned by the Rothschilds. Okay? Isn't it funny how all roads lead back to the Rothschilds? But anyway, so we have two sources of news. Every single publication, every single small newspaper, every single anchor desk in every state all gets the AP and the Reuters, whatever you want to say it. They get these articles, okay? This is what came out today. Trump paints apocalyptic portrait of life in the U.S. under Biden. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's...
Yep, got that right. I mean, I think a apocalyptic portrait all the way around for what these people want to do to our country.
Yeah.
A lot of it on both sides of the aisle, thank you very much. Nobody's standing up for you. But isn't that funny? They don't know what else, they don't know what other headline to paint this with. And so now they're just going, well, here's an apocalyptic picture. Like to try to give it these legs that it's just so out there. Really? It's not. The fate of suburbia? Well, the fate of suburbia, because of government, because of what we've allowed to transpire in America is why we're at where we're at. Amazing. All right, let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
How long did the FBI set on Hunter Biden's computer?
Ooh, good question. A while.
Over a year.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, if I was even accused of something like that, I'd be in a dungeon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you even get on the no-fly list for not wearing a mask. They'll take you down into the office at the airlines and interrogate you for hours. So, yeah. Isn't it amazing?
Well, I mean, the FBI used to be accountants.
Right. Well,
you know, follow the money.
Yeah.
And now I don't know who they are.
I don't know either. I don't know either. That's, thank you. Yeah.
That's what's the term? Delaying justice or? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
What am I looking for, Milty?
I don't know. He'll think of it. Thank you for that, though.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we won't get, we're not going to get justice on any of this. You guys all realize that, right? I mean, they're never going to prosecute anybody.
Justice delayed is justice denied.
There you go. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate.
Hi there.
I just wanted to comment on this business about, you mentioned about Trump giving a apocalyptic view of things if the Democrats take over. Well, I would happen to agree from one other standpoint. In fact, I've made the prediction that give these people enough time, they won't be just censoring Twitter. They won't just be censoring Facebook, Instagram, and all that. They'll eventually censor your phone calls. I mean, how long might it be before we have algorithms on the telephone?
Yeah, I think we already do. And I know we do in text, and when you're texting somebody. You say that you say certain words, you know, like an explosion that starts with a B, or you say anything really, you get targeted. So, because the software picks it up, I think people still think that there's like a little person, a little liberal person in their little sandals, you know, with the little Subaru keys, sitting at a desk, drinking their little cappuccino. That is a fact checker. It's a software program. It's not. It's not a person.
Well, what they'll do, see, right now, they'll just send somebody that you know. If they think you're enough of a threat, they'll just send somebody to your house or something.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I foresee the day when they'll just cut off your phone call.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I mean, that's where it's going. I mean,
it's pretty bad.
If people think I'm exaggerating, you know, this is not the first stuff I predicted that these people have done.
Yep, and you know what? He wasn't exaggerating either. And you know what's funny is the AP said this. They said that, of course, they went to quote a University of California, Berkeley professor. That's all they could find. And they said it. And this guy said, Robin said, it's pure fear and fear based on the particular kind of ignorance that only works if your hearers have that particular kind of ignorance. This is the best they could do. And it was all the things that Biden talks about freely with his new Green Deal and trillions of dollars in taxation and you name it. I mean, it's kind of amazing that this is the kind of lame, ridiculous response you get out of somebody from University of California, Berkeley, because that's all they could say.
Yeah.
They couldn't say Biden, what Biden wants is good. They couldn't say anything except for the audience is just ignorant. That's all they could come up with.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, it's you know, and I mean, I'll be the first one to admit I called Trump out on stuff that I don't agree with. But by the same token, I mean, if I had to pick between the two, I mean, hands down, he certainly would be, better than by far than what we have on the other side. I mean, I actually believe that what could come out of this is a purge against all Caucasian Americans. And I'm saying that not being.
Right.
I'm not one who hates blacks at all, but I'm just saying, who gets persecuted in the media all the time?
Mm-hmm.
It's white people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So how long will it be before they have an all-out? I mean, they did it in South Africa, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, you didn't know this, but black people are not allowed to be racist. They're never accused of that at all. And I actually think that I don't think people are really racist. That's a pretty like hateful term. You don't really see a whole lot of that. But are people judgmental? Sure. Are people biased? Sure. We all have that in us. That's not going away. That's just a people thing. But
well, I ran into an article the other day, Kate, talking about how in San Francisco, apparently, supposedly, that if you call 911 to report a black person who's committed a burglary or some sort of crime, they won't take your call.
Yeah, I've heard things like this. It's kind of interesting. It's sad.
That's all I got, guys.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call.
Thank you both.
Yeah.
You know, the last two callers are exactly the reason that I've legally changed my last name to Biden.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's good.
That
way
when they hear this, oh, that's a Biden on the phone. We don't have to worry about that.
You know what? It's a sad day when I tell people I have to switch all my wording on Facebook to bypass censorship. And how many people are getting just thrown off Facebook and everything else. So
I planned to watch Dinesh's movie last night.
Uh-huh.
And when I went to turn it on, I had to spend over an hour trying to get my Chromecast to work.
Uh-oh.
And I mean, it's always worked fine. I've never had a problem until I went to watch that movie.
Isn't that crazy? When we have guests on the show, certain guests will have it cut out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have all kinds of problems. I can sometimes detect when there's a certain place in Maryland. Hi, NSA guys. Chris Ann Hall says this too, as far as, okay, guys, I can hear. I know you guys are tuned into me right now. It is. We live in a strange time where we don't want to admit the obvious, and it's that bad right now. And I hate to say that, because like I said, we never want to do jump off a cliff radio. That's not what we're about. It's just, I think it's a term that I think is perfect for this, and that is awakening to your awful situation, understanding and knowing what's going on around you, what's really going on, not the story we want to tell ourselves. And you know, I'm full of opinions. Let me say, I'm full of opinions. But I'm not like a judgy person. I'm not super judgy. And people mistake the two as well. You know, they automatically think if you're opinionite, you know, if you have an opinion, then you're judgmental. That's actually not true. And I think there's many, many Americans out there like me that don't have that. I really don't care what background you have, what color you are. I just want to know you're a good person. That's it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi, Kate. Have you heard anything new today on Tucker Carlson?
I haven't. I know that didn't he do the rest of his show on Tony last night?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear anything new in the news?
No, that's why I was asking.
Yeah,
you.
I haven't. I
don't get a lot of news, but he's one of my favorite commentators. Yeah. And gosh, I hope he doesn't get dry somehow.
Me too. Hey, thanks for that. We'll look into it and make sure. I'm not sure. Have you heard anything?
I have.
You're an avid listener.
I haven't. And he doesn't seem to be afraid of something happening, but... Yeah, I worry. He's the only one left on Fox that I think is totally uncompromised. Yeah, that's totally uncompromised.
Yeah. He's really the only one that even dares to even approach a story. Mm-hmm. Not even, I mean, these other people, these other bobblehead jokes, they read a script. A lot of talk show hosts out there, conservative talk show hosts, parade around like they're conservatives. They read from scripts. They're told what to say and what not to say. You have an audience that is so proportionally big, they're going to tell you what to say. They're going to threaten you. That's just what happens. I hope people realize that.
Did you hear about that high school in Toledo, Ohio?
No.
They offered students a way to earn extra credit by watching one of the Prager 5-minute videos and writing a paper on it.
Really?
And a parent hit the roof, and they've withdrawn the offer already. And like...
How
hours.
Sad is that?
Hours.
You know what? How sad is that they would listen to one delusional parent?
Yep.
That's kind of what's going on right now.
That's the justification for a lot of things is that one person.
There was a shirt I liked from a company. I'm not going to mention who they are. I don't want to give them any airtime. And I looked to see the affiliate stance, right? I was just kind of perusing this company that I really, their clothes are amazing, right? And in the affiliate stance, it said, these are the websites we will not allow to have an ad on. And one was Breitbart. And it said, anyone political on the right. And I'm going, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Are you so afraid making your little t-shirts that you might be confronted with another point of view? Are you that afraid? Astounding.
It shows how weak they are.
Yeah, because they can't listen. It's like putting your fingers in your ears and going, no, 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 no. I can't listen. I can't listen, you know? Anyway, I have Burgess Owens on the line. Hi, Burgess.
Hi, Kate. How
Hi
you doing?
There.
Looking forward to chatting with you.
I know. This is like your fourth visit on the show. We're going to be going into the next hour right now. We're live right now, so we got about 30 seconds.
Okay.
And what would you like the audience of this hour to know about
whatever
race?
Whatever comes to mind. Seriously, let's just have a conversation. If there's anything you're concerned or think about, let's
All right.
Point, okay?
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment. We're going to bring Burgess on in just a minute. Burgess Owens running for Congress. He was on Laura Ingraham. He's been all over the place. And can't wait to talk to him. We're going to have so much to talk to him about because there's been all kinds of censorship. And I'll tell you, then it's getting bad out there, folks. We need to do something about it. And a big thank you to Dinesh D'Souza for coming on the show in this hour. His movie, Trump Card. Get the movie. You will love this movie. I promise it's worth it. Sit down with your family and watch it. Trump Card. And next up, Burgess Owens. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Shane. I'm a father of four, and St. George Red Dirt is in my blood. I'm also a full-time realtor. You've probably seen those bright billboards and wonder, should I buy a home with Homie? The answer is absolutely. Trust me, I'm a realtor and Homie agent. With my 5 years experience, I love helping clients buy their perfect home, all without those high commissions. Download the app, click to take a tour, and we'll meet you at the house fast. So take it from me, a realtor. Use Homie to buy your next home. Visit homie.com/tour to request your first showing today.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net. 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.